Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. I'm Papa Rick. Tonight's story is going to be The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter. Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits: Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. They lived with their mother under the root of a big tree. "Now," said Mrs. Rabbit one morning, "you may go into the fields or down the lane. Don't go into Mr. McGregor's garden." Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail went down the lane to pick blackberries. But Peter, who was very naughty, ran straight to Mr. McGregor's garden. First, he ate some lettuce and some beans, and then he ate some radishes. Then he felt rather sick. Turning a corner, who should Peter meet but Mr. McGregor? He jumped up and ran after Peter, waving a rake and calling, "Stop, thief!" Peter was very frightened. He rushed all over the garden and lost both his shoes. Then he tripped and got caught in a net. Some friendly sparrows flew down to help him. Mr. McGregor came up, but Peter wriggled free just in time, leaving his jacket behind him. He rushed into the tool shed and hid in a watering can. Then he sneezed. Achoo! Mr. McGregor was after him again. Peter leaped out of a window, knocking over the three plants. The window was too small for Mr. McGregor to get through. Mr. McGregor went back to his work, and Peter was alone again. But he was very frightened, and he was very, very lost. After a while, Peter found a door in a wall. A mouse was running in and out underneath, carrying peas and beans to her family. Peter asked her the way to the gate, but she had such a large pea in her mouth, she couldn't answer. Peter set off across the garden and came to a pond where a white cat was staring at some goldfish. She sat very, very still. Peter thought it best to keep going. He had heard some very alarming things about cats. Then suddenly, quite close to him, Peter heard a sound. Scratch, 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 scratch. He shuttled underneath the bushes, but as nothing happened, he crept out. There was Mr. McGregor hoeing onions, and just beyond him was the gate. Very quietly, Peter jumped down and started to run as fast as he could. He slipped under the gate and was safe at last. Mr. McGregor soon found Peter's blue jacket and shoes. He hung them on his scarecrow to frighten the blackbirds. Peter didn't stop running until he was safely home. He was so tired that he flopped down on the sandy ground and closed his eyes. Poor Peter Rabbit was not very well during the evening. Mrs. Rabbit put him to bed and made some chamomile tea to give to him. But Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail had bread and milk and delicious blackberries for supper. Thanks for listening, boys and girls. Hope you have a good night, sweet dreams, and I'll catch you next time.